Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
It is exactly 3:15 here on AWR Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. And of course, Strong Tower. Before that, Uzubenati, as I mentioned earlier. Well, on the line, as I said, we are joined by Sarah Nokros, who is the Vice President and General Manager of Novo Nordisk, which is a South African affiliate. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Zama. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I hope that you've been having a wonderful day so far.
Wonderful day. Thank you.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, first off, we'd like to know what your organization does, Novo Nordisk. Yeah. So what tell us about it and what the organization does?
Yeah, of course. So Novo Nordisk is a bit of a unique healthcare company. So we were founded nearly 100 years ago on the sole purpose of defeating diabetes. Mm. And the reason for that was because about 100 years ago, if you got diagnosed with diabetes, then it was pretty much a death sentence, right? There was no treatment, and sadly, people did not live very long following mm-hmm. that diagnosis. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. what happened was that our founder, August Crow, a scientist but also a husband, found out that his wife had diabetes. Mm-hmm. So he sought out this new novel treatment, insulin, which had just been discovered in Canada, mm-hmm. and sought permission to bring it back to Denmark to treat his wife, but also to produce it at scale mm-hmm. to be able to treat more people. And that is how Novo Nordisk was originally founded. Now, if we fast forward 100 years later, mm-hmm. we now provide more than half of the world's insulin, and we are committed to that original purpose to continue to drive change and to mm-hmm. defeat diabetes, but also to work on other areas such as defeating obesity as well, which we know is a big factor in driving diabetes numbers as well around the world, but also other chronic diseases too.
Mm-hmm. Surely you are, 100 years later, there must be quite a number of organizations that you partner with in as far as reaching out these, objectives that you have. For instance, you talk about, helping people to beat obesity, which is one of the causes. How has that relationship spanned out over, years with the like-minded organizations?
So you're absolutely right. I mean, if we're going to defeat a disease like diabetes, we can't do it alone, right? So a lot of the time we work on initiatives. So, for example, on Monday is World Diabetes Day, mm-hmm. and that is where all organizations, whether in the private or public sector, come together to recognize the burden of mm-hmm. this disease, to mm-hmm. highlight the problem of this disease, and to really spark curiosity in people to want to go and find out more, so that in essence we can look to reduce the risk of people developing diabetes mm-hmm. and the impact of diabetes. So that is just one example. What we're doing tonight at Constitutional Hill, in partnership with the City of Johannesburg and with the Constitutional Hill Human Rights Precinct, is actually to light up Johannesburg blue. Mm. And that is a great example of a partnership, right? Looking to create curiosity. So people are wondering, why are these buildings blue, right? And they go on the combined, they understand a bit more about diabetes. Because if we can reduce people, progressing to diabetes, or if we can help people identify symptoms early, that they get diagnosed faster and they get treatment faster, then every person who does that is a life saved. And those are partnerships that are really worth having.
Beautiful, beautiful. It is called the Blue Buildings for Diabetes Campaign. And of course, it is going to be taking place on Monday, this coming Monday. So out there, you're listening to us, please be away in Johannesburg, Constitution Hill. This campaign will be taking place. We want everyone to know about it, to join the campaign, if you will, so that, we are part of this World Diabetes Month, etc. Now, we know that there's a high prevalence of diabetes, especially in urban cities. What do you think can be done to address this?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There has been seen to be a high burden in a high prevalence in urban cities. So we know about, I think, approximately half of the world's population live in cities. Mm. But when you look at diabetes, actually it's about 3/4 of people with diabetes live in cities. So it was because of this link that we've identified that obviously some potential factors that exist for people that live in cities, and it could be many factors. It could be the types of jobs that people have. It could be the level of physical activity, the access to fresh food. There are many factors, right? But that is why Novo Nordisk established an initiative called City Changing Diabetes. And again, to your early question, this is a partnership because we can't do this alone. And I'm really proud to say that the City of Johannesburg and the Vits Mental Health Vits Health Constitution actually entered a partnership with Novo Nordisk in 2016 to become a city changing diabetes. And that is the only city in the whole of Africa that has made that commitment. And we're relaunching that initiative on Monday, again, to help identify what are the factors, right, that are in making prevalence of diabetes higher, and what are the things that we can partner with together to try and reduce this prevalence in Johannesburg, but then expand this out to the whole of South Africa as well.
I'm actually intrigued by this piece of information you just shared, that it is the only city in the entire continent that has committed, a tangible commitment to, joining this campaign. Would you perhaps know what the status quo across the continent in as far as diabetes is concerned?
So there are 43 cities around the whole world that have signed up to be cities changing diabetes. And if one of the things with signing up to be a city is that you're signing up to make a commitment. Right. So the burden of diabetes is huge across the continent. But actually, when you look at the stats for South Africa, it's sadly worse in South Africa than it is in the rest of the continent. So when we look at diabetes in South Africa, we know that nearly 4 million people currently have diabetes. But actually, the worry is that the real number is potentially double that. And that is higher than anywhere else in the continent. So if you're going to have a city that commits wanting to really make a difference and drive change for diabetes, then it's great that we're starting with Johannesburg, and that will be a leading light, right, for other cities to want to follow too.
I see. Great there. Now, Sarah, what else can we look forward to with regards to this World Diabetes Month? Any other activities that we can look forward to?
Yeah, great. So there is obviously, we're lighting up the cities tonight. So the Novo Nordisk offices, the City of Johannesburg, the Constitution Hill are being lit up blue tonight. On Monday, we're going to be at River Park Clinic relaunching the City's Changing Diabetes Initiative. Because again, like you mentioned, we want to make sure that we get real action around that initiative and drive impact and change in Johannesburg. We've also got a free public exhibition at Constitutional Hill around diabetes that's running throughout November, so people can go and understand more about diabetes and the history of diabetes and treatment.
Is that going to be throughout November?
That runs from now until the 25th of November, so for the next couple of weeks. Okay. So please get in there quick. And then our final initiative is around Lace Up for Diabetes, which is a call to action for all of us. You know, my mother has type 2 diabetes, my grandmother has type 2 diabetes, and sometimes we all need that kick and that boost and that call to action to say, let's lace up and let's just get out there, be physical, be active, because whether it's helping us and our health generally or helping for diabetes, it's a great thing for us all to do.
Well, it is actually a great initiative, and I suppose that your organization is literally doing a great work in as far as this is concerned. Novo Nordisk is the organization that we're speaking to, and Sarah Nokros, who is, the vice president and general manager, the South African affiliate. Thank you so much for joining us, ma'am.
Thanks, Sama. Take care. Bye.
Fantastic. Thanks.
It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.